thanks for tuning in. Another episode, Rob and Brennan. Today I'm in Kalamazoo, which is not far from home, kind of close to campus for Western.
Yeah.
With my friend Charles Lipsey, and TL Audio.
Yes.
And if you were at Muskegon Rebel Road Sound Competition, he probably looks familiar. If you've been to any sound competition, probably you look familiar.
Probably.
He's been doing this a minute. Probably one of the top dogs in the game.
There's a lot of us, but yes.
Yeah.
It's stiff competition now, but it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you been doing bike audio? This is for bike audio. Do you do car audio or anything like that?
Man, so I can take you back when I started. You're probably going to laugh. So I always tell people, before I was driving, I had a fish tank. I put a wood board over and I put two pile drive 12s in it. I had a Pyramid EQ amplifier, a Krako deck, and a car battery. I was pulling in a little red radio flyer wagon down the street.
No kidding?
It wasn't even middle school. I was doing stuff like that, and I always had a house stereo. But ever since I can remember, I've been doing car audio, and I've been riding motorcycles since I was six, dirt bikes and all that stuff we started on.
So. Natural transition.
Yep, so when I started getting into the bike audio, it was like 2016, but it wasn't competition level. It was just like, hey, man, I want some music on my bike, blah, 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 blah. And then when it really kicked into gear, 2019, I went to SOS at the Farmington Hills Harley-Davidson. And, man, Sean Wood kicked my butt. And I keep telling them that to this day. I was there as a rookie green. I was supposed to be a lightweight. And I was in the wrong class.
So, yeah, that'll
be... So, 2019, I've been doing it seriously since 2019.
Okay. The question is, stock, typically on motorcycles for the system, you're not going to hear it real well. I think this year's models, 25 and so, are a little better, 24, 25.
Yeah, you can get more out of those, but they haven't. What Harley has started doing is stage one, stage two, stage three, four, five, and six for the audio, just like you do for the motor.
Yeah.
And performance. But it's not the same as what we do. And you tend to be kind of locked. But, you know, the newer models, 24, the 23 and a halfs and up, you have to have an A to B module to do aftermarket stuff with it.
Okay.
Or it's you locked into that factory stuff. But most of the customers that I get that come that want to be a daily rider and I can't hear my music at 80 miles an hour because a lot of the stock stuff is muffled.
Yeah.
You know, we put a little bit brighter, more dynamic pro audio speaker. I am a DB Drive, Euphoria Expert dealer. But there are lots of brands that are out there that are pro audio that helps get you louder.
Yeah.
You know, without a lot of power and give you clarity and whatnot, too. So you can ride and hear the music and whatnot. So
I tell you, I got down the rabbit hole. I bought mine. I had 2020, and I'm like, it had the tingy. I couldn't, no bass. I was barely treble. I'm expressing with my head next to the thing. So, and I like to listen to my radio and cruise. Uh-huh. I'm not one of those motor guys. You know, some guys just swear by their motor.
That's what you're supposed to listen to, their bike. Yeah. That's what it used to be.
Yeah. And I ride my bike. I catch shit because I trailer it sometimes, but yeah. I got almost 100,000 miles on my bike.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I went to the Harley dealer because before I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Fosgate stage, I don't know if it's stage one, just the, yep. Hey, if you like Fosgate, man, more power to you. Everybody's got their one, right?
Back in the day, Rockford was the man in car audio.
Yeah.
Bike audio, not so as much.
Yeah, so I got that. And I think that while it was louder, I think quality-wise, it sounded shittier than the stock. So I'm like, well, this fucking sucks, man. So I'm like, well, this is a bummer. So I looked around, and as I'm going to the events and stuff, I ended up with the Sinister sound.
Okay, yeah, I heard them.
And I put the eights, you know, the crazy eights, cut my bags. And so at that point, there was no turning back.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard about Cicada. So I'm like,
yep.
I guess I'm getting Cicada now. So now I got my bike. Obviously, I can hear it. I got no bag space, but I don't complain. I like it.
Yeah.
But my bike...
bag space?
Right. Trailer.
Yep.
If I need that much space, I'll ship it and meet myself.
Put in the trunk. Yeah. Or the truck.
Yeah. That's why you get the old lady to drive on. But my stuff is still not anywhere near the level of the stuff you guys do. I mean, I love it. I can hear it. It's loud and it's clear, but... like, if you were at the sound competition or if you've been to any of them, you should go. I think it's kind of catching on
Oh, yeah.
Like wildfire.
There's one
now.
This weekend in Ohio, Cleveland, okay. Ohio. Team Money Cycle SOS. It's the 8th through the 9th. We'll be at the Southeast Harley Davidson dealership. There's Bantamweight on Friday night, and then there's grudge matches on Friday night, and the show is Saturday. Cleveland is about 3.5 hours from Kalamazoo. So
that's a short,
it's Midwest. You know, we don't get a lot of shows in the Midwest that's on this level. We appreciate Team Money Cycle for this.
Yeah.
Then there's one on the 22nd, or excuse me, 2 weeks later in Tinley Park, Illinois. Tim Holden has his show with Team Money Cycle. Okay. So there's another one there, Tinley Park.
Tinley Park's not that far.
It's not that far. Chicago's 2 hours from me. Tinley Park, I usually get there about 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
So it's not bad.
So if you want to check out, and then we're talking like the pro level guys. We're not talking like the weekend warrior guys.
Yeah, this is one when you step in the ring, you better bring your double A game. You don't, you're going to be like, why am I in here?
I just walk my bike back. To the, you know what?
You know, you'd be like, man, didn't you pull on? Yeah, I just did a U-turn.
What? So explain the levels. Like welterweight, it's like a fighting ring kind of, because
it's
you're
like,
battling.
It's like boxing. So the classes are, which this new year, Team Money Cycle burn bantamweight, which is it's 8 speaker, but it's rider, and your bags have to meet a specific class. But the general, what we have been doing is featherweight is 6 speakers.
Anything up to 6?
Up to 6 speakers.
Enclosed
up
or
to
anything?
Subs,
okay.
Mid-base, whatever, nothing bigger than a 10 in a bag. Nothing bigger than an 8 for your mid-range or whatnot. Lightweight, you can have 10 speakers, up to a 10 in sub or mid-bass in the bag, depending on what, you know, your preference are. You get to welterweight, you can have 12 speakers, up to a 12 in the bag, a 10, or dual 8s, right? Okay. But then you start getting the middleweight, you can have dual 10s in the bag,
stepping up
10s in the tour bag, an 8-inch mid-range. Nothing more than two 10-inch in the tour pack. But once you jump out of middleweight, you jump up to heavyweight. In heavyweight, you can have two 12s in each bag, 115.
Holy shit.
Which they're changing the rules for next year, or I believe it's 3-8 or something like that, of that nature. But you can have, for heavyweight, you can have up to 20-something speakers right now.
God dang, man.
And then next year, it's...
People have it.
Oh, you know, there is an extreme class right now, but next year they're creating an outlaw class, which would be a no tour pack. But the extreme class now, there's no limit on the speaker count. You got Zeus that's dominating the country as an extreme. You got WTF that's... I mean, that thing is... It went viral the first week. You know, that was built by Kyle and them at Real Audio. And they have DS-18 on that. I'm not sure what Zeus might have some elite sounds. I'm not sure what else all he has on his. But Munir has Grape Ape. That was built by DK. You know, there you got Shop Truck, which is Lex Rivera out of the Illinois area. So there's a few extremes out here. You know,
man.
And when we say extreme, it's not something you ride down. It's something you come to see.
Yeah.
And watch them battle, because it's not normal. You know?
Yeah.
It's like when you go to
the
drag strip and you see a top tier dragster. No, it's not going to drive to the grocery store. But when it go down the strip, it does what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
Just like the extremes. They're out there. They do what they're designed to do. Get your attention. Have fun.
And
listen to music. And that's what, you know. It's a drug. This is a legal drug.
You know what? I get it. Because the rabbit hole I went down just to get to where I'm at. And even now I'm kind of like, after seeing some of the stuff I've seen, I'm like, I don't have bag space anyway. Yeah. I got some room on my lids.
Yeah, just throw your tour pack on there. King's eye. You know, manufacturers have jumped on board with this bike audio thing, man. And it's just, it's phenomenal. Batteries, body parts, speakers, amplifiers, radios. It's a culture that has really exploded.
For sure.
No, we're probably not on the level of some other stuff, but I tell you what, once you get injected with it, it's hard to get it out of your system.
For sure.
To get it out of your system.
And you notice all the bike shows now are adding audio.
Oh, yeah.
Competitions.
Yep, they are, because it's something, especially, you know, to watch people go back and forth. You know, we have a minute 30 when you first enter the ring, but if you sitting there at King of the Hill, you got a minute to knock everybody else who come out in the ring.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's supposed to get tougher next year, where everybody just gets a minute. So that means you got to not only be a person playing your bike, but you got to be what they call a maestro.
Yeah.
A DJ. You got to, it's got to flow. It's got to sound good on your bikes. And you got to do it within a minute.
Yeah, which, so have your playlist ready.
Yep. Don't come with no trash, because my boy Drew Koo going to be out there with that disinfectant, sending you straight to the Herbie Kirby.
I was at one, and I think Kevin was even running, our buddy Kevin from Insomnia. Mm-hmm. And the guy came up, pulled up, and he's like, we're like, dude, clock started already.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I think he got about 20 seconds of one song in, and I'm like, sounded good, but I can't hear enough, you know?
So. Well, I was watching. I ain't going to even talk about that. Never mind. Because my boy Diddy Bowl, it was a golf cart thing, and my man was like, you need some help? He put the mic to the golf cart because we couldn't hear the golf cart.
Oh, man.
But technically, at the show, the clock shouldn't start until you press play and you hear music, you know.
Yeah.
Some people's already starting. No, you got to wait till you press play first so they can get their full minute 30 or whatever they got. So, but, you know, it's fun. You know, I've been on the competition side. I've been on the judge side, you know. And looking at it from both worlds, you know, I have brothers that judge only. I have brothers that judge, that build, that compete, you know. And I have brothers that just promote shows, you know.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, excuse me. And it's fun, you know. I remember Sound Wars back when Will was alive. You know, Sandy and Will would be all over the place. And we couldn't wait to go see them, you know. Ricky Will and, you know, all that, you know. It's just, we had Team Us out of Benton Harbor, you know, Sounds on the Sand.
Yeah.
You're down there at Gene Clark Park, this beautiful, I mean, the scenery is beautiful, and they got this big old gazebo where you compete under. Got the sand and the lake out there. Man, I've won tons of money from that show. I hope they bring that show back. You know, that's a plug, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, I think somebody should bring it back. You bring that shit back. So, you run the Facebook site.
Baggers Addicted to Loud and Clear Music.
Yeah, and there's plenty of them. And,
yeah.
You know, and that's a good place for rookie questions to come into. Yeah. I notice that. And yeah. Nobody gets shunned there, you know.
Yeah, like, I try to share. If it's positive, I try to share. I don't like bashing or anything like that because that's not what we're about.
Right.
But I try to, if you won something, I want to get you your spot. Like, get you your 15 seconds of fame because, hey, we're having fun at this. And we're doing it as a recreation to enjoy life, you know. So, you know, if I share something of yours and you're like, why did you share it? I was like, because I want you to be seen and people to appreciate and congratulate you on your win. So, or even on your business, because I'm a shop. I still share other shop stuff. You know, this is a culture. This is a world. This is enough for everybody out here.
Yeah, for sure. And you don't have to go, if you're thinking about getting more sound in your bike, which I think you should. I mean, mm-hmm. I love mine. And I wasn't even that unhappy with the Sinister, but once mm-hmm. I heard what I could get to with a little bit more, I'm like, hey, all right, bags are cut already.
Don't be like me. Well, you spend all that money on those bags and you cut them up. Yes.
that's pretty much how it was. But you can come see him, TL Audio. If you see him or find him on Facebook, we'll have a link somewhere or something.
You can hit me up on Facebook or you can call me at 269-217-4378. And, you know, if you can't get me, leave a voicemail or text. Usually text, because I get a lot of calls from all these new supposedly job recruiters.
Oh, yeah,
with the 0.63. Yeah. I'm like, you're not from America.
Yeah. I get the same
spam.
One. Spam. Yeah. I'm not moving to freaking Portugal for a job.
Yeah, right.
Trying to trick us into human trafficking.
Or even they have it now where they'll send you a text, oh, you didn't pay your tolls. I'm like, why is this plus 6.3
I've never driven a car. you know, come get me.
You bad enough find me. It's become a part of lifestyle, man. It's fun, you know, and what you do to your bike, do it to your liking. Do it to what you want, then that way you're not jumping head first in the rabbit hole, which you will probably anyway.
Yeah, it happens
but
quick.
The thing about it is, if you take your time, you start saving your money up for your budget, get some ideas of what stuff might cost, it makes more sense to sit back and say, hey, I'm going to put this money away, be patient. Now, granted, it changes.
Yeah,
every year, 60 to 90 days, there's new products. So it changes, but for the most part, get an idea of what you want. Don't just, you know, buy a bunch of stuff and say, hey, can you install this for me? No, talk to some shops, different shops, and say, hey, you know, this is what I want. What What kind of blueprint could you tell me that, you know,
yeah,
and what ballpark would I be looking at as far as budget?
Here's my budget. I want my radio sound better. Yeah. And go to shows, man, and look at the layouts, because there's so many different ways to lay out speakers and all that. And you don't see sleepers. You don't see, you ever watch Farm Truck and Eight?
Oh, yeah.
Dung Beetle?
Yep.
You don't see Dung Beetle bikes. You see the nice-ass show bikes.
Show bikes.
All done up with the speakers.
Now, back in the day, it used to be like that, because there used to be, and I had asked Joey about this, really, Joey Hensley from Backyard Baggers. When I was in at Farmington Hills, they had brought a Road King. You couldn't see no speakers. It was called Black Mamba. They cranked that thing on, and oh, my God. And nice. I'm like, Joey, what happened to Black Mamba? Oh, it got hit.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, Black Mamba was one of those. You'll see some Road Kings where you don't even see speakers or where you think the speakers are because everything is hidden. And when they turn it on, it's like, man, that sounds good. Or, wow, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does. You don't have to have everything all bulky and out of place. But, you know, what we have learned, sometimes less is more in bike audio.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more, you know. I would say the two toughest classes in the bike audio world is featherweight and lightweight.
Because, there's probably a lot more competitors as well.
A lot more competitors. Limitations are, especially for featherweight, you only got six speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Six. That's all you got, six speakers. You know, lightweight, you got 10 speakers. And lightweight used to be, well, last year we were welterweight. And we had 8 speakers, you know. 10 speakers. We started out with 8, then they gave us a tour pack.
Okay.
So that we bumped to 10 speakers. So when they changed the rules and made welterweight 12 speakers, most of us that were in welterweight just dropped down without having to spend any money on anything.
So that's kind of...
Yeah. Oh, it was lovely because, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to change classes, but guess what? I don't got to buy new bags. I don't have to add or take away speakers. But if you were an 8-speaker lightweight, guess what? You either had to take 2 out or add 2.
So you're kind of stuck, yeah.
You're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Featherweight, you know, it's like, they were still 6-speaker.
Yeah.
So
knowing I know about how I felt, there's no way I'm taking 2 speakers. You
know what I mean? I want more!
I bet every one of them guys like, yeah, more, that's cool. Don't tell the old lady.
Just don't be the guy with 45 speakers, well, 4 speakers and 35 tweeters.
Man, even the bikes that we saw that came out, and there was only a few because of the weather. I mean, mm-hmm. It could have been a lot bigger show if the weather cooperated, mm-hmm. but in Battle Creek, Muskegon, mm-hmm. The red and the black one, I think, are the ones that stood out to me. Those
yeah, ones. That was what was his name? Was it Jamie? Was his name Jamie?
Might have been Jamie. And
the one that went against Nick.
Nick, I know, yeah.
6-speaker versus a 10-speaker, and Jamie just outplayed him. You know, bike sounded great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bike sounded phenomenal. So.
Yeah, I was impressed, man. I was phew. So if you had, this is going to be a question I got, and I guarantee you everybody's answer is different.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion, what's the best speaker on the market? And I've seen this conversation happen online, too, but...
So, best speaker on the market, you can have the best speaker on the market and have a horrible tuner, and it sounds like trash. But you can take a bottom shelf speaker and make it sound good if you got the right tuner. So, back in the day, before there became more manufacturers in this industry, it was people saying Bema, right? Then Scott Owens with Insane Asylum and DB Drive developed Euphoria Expert.
Yeah.
Euphoria Expert and Bema have been boom, 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 going back and forth, back and forth.
Two names I know.
But now you got certain speakers by certain manufacturers are making a name for themselves. You know, DSC-18 is really becoming big in the bike audio world. It was just big in the car audio world before, you know. They're becoming big. You got Chiari, you know. You got Cicada. You got DC, MMAT. You know, you have all these different brands. So to say the best is based on your tuner.
Okay.
Because, listen, you can have the baddest product in the world and misuse it.
That's facts.
You can have the baddest product in the world and you're playing it wrong. I've seen it too many times. Well, it says it plays down to 50. It's a mid-range. It's not supposed to live down there. You can tap dance, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it had hints of that note, not prominent 50 hertz,
sure.
You know, out of a mid-range, you know?
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're utilizing it the wrong way, and then when it fails, you're like, oh, that's garbage. You know, I've seen it.
And no, it's not.
I've seen it in many forms and fashions with all different brands, but, you know, I love Expert. I've been an Expert user since I became basically a dealer, and I've been sticking to the same brand. I love it because I know it. Now,
yeah.
Have I installed others? Have I installed Bama? Yes. You know, I had a buddy of mine, Jason Harris, had a 14-speaker heavyweight about 3 years ago, and he had Bama in it. When he brought it to me, he was like, man, it had all these amps. We took an amp out, revamped some stuff, and made it louder with less amps, you know. But it's about your builder and your tuner, so don't necessarily have to go for the best product. You just got to make sure that your tuner knows how to make it work.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to matter most. It's not what's the best or what's what. It's what can your tuner make sound and perform its best.
To what you want.
Yep.
Yeah. And it, like, it's all going to be personal preference, like I said. You know, this just hit me again. If you guys have been to Bikes on the Bricks.
Yep.
They are the ones with all the crazy baggers with the stereo. I was in the mid section there.
I was there last year.
Yeah.
And I parked. They put me right in the middle of the intersection. The stoplight.
Yeah.
They had me right in the middle of the intersection. But I was playing on music. The police officers and all came up looking, listening, and everything. Yeah. Bikes on the Bricks is,
there was a few nice bikes there, for sure. I don't know. I didn't get to listen to all of them because I was running around doing stuff, but. But, yeah, so Flint Bikes and the Bricks should probably be there this year.
When is that? What's
September?
The date?
It's like late in the year, September.
Late in the year? Okay. I have to see because they're trying to get me to go to Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. And I've never been. My boy Roy McCray, he's been, you got to come. Ever since he was still riding his, he had a yellow and black Street Glide. I want to say it was an Ultra. But we were both lightweights then. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to make it. And it's just things having. So I'm trying to make SOS, you know, Rocky Mountain. It's inside of a beautiful facility.
You
know, it's like some big arena. And so I think that's the middle of September. We'll see. But right now, I got two shows on my radar, and that's Cleveland and Tinley Park for SOS. So.
Do they have like a national event where everybody kind of?
So here's how the SOS works. You know, SOS work. You go to the shows, you perform well, and you get Ricky's attention, and you get selected by invite.
Okay.
To the top eight. It originally was a top six. I made top six in 2023 as a welterweight, and last year I made top eight as a lightweight. Well, it's tough this year, but guess what? We taking all stops off for Cleveland and Tinley Park, so we're going to have some fun because I definitely want to get that invite. But there are eight bikes that actually, well, I take that back. There's nine bikes that get invited per class.
Okay.
Two of those have to fight for the eighth spot.
Ah, okay.
So then it's top eight, so you have those, what we call the wild cards, on Friday night for each class.
That's fun, though.
Yes, it is, because they're coming in with their. I've seen some people like, oh, he going to win, and the little guy knock him off, you know? But Friday night, and we're inside of a mall.
That's
over
cool.
In Philly. We're inside the mall over in Philly, and, I mean, the owner of the mall sets it all out for, you know, Ricky has free reign to do pretty much at will, put it that way.
That's
his last
awesome.
Name, Ricky Will. But at will. And so we inside the mall, and it's set up. It's, to me, I like to say it's the Grammys of bike audio.
Okay, yeah.
Because you get your time. You're there, but you're not really battling. You're showcasing and performing.
Yeah.
And then they select who they want to be the top bike out of those top eight bikes.
That's awesome.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it's amazing. We dress up. Last year was cowboy. We dressed up in the cowboy theme stuff. It was nice. You should have seen me. I look like an old cowboy. But the year before, it was a black and white party. I mean, and you have not only the 45 bikes there, but you have the spectators that come and the manufacturers that come. And it's that's the Super Bowl right now.
Heck yeah.
Now, I hear that there's a few other platforms trying to put something together for their Super Bowl to sponsor a trip, but the SOS top eight
set
the precedence.
Okay.
Um, And it's not to take away from anybody else. It's just this has really caught on. And, you know, we call it the road to top eight. Guess what? We are... And you only have so many shows
to get there.
To get there. Yeah. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to go beat everybody up at all these other shows. No. She got to perform in front of the man that's, you know, putting it on and his crew. And if you perform like you're supposed to and do what you're supposed to, you'll get that black box in the mail with the jacket in it. Because jacket, it's like, you know how you get a jacket for the Hall of Fame like that? You get that jacket, you put that jacket on, it's like,
hell yeah.
When I got my first jacket in that black box, I was like, then turn around and got one the following year, which is a different color. I was like, whew. And now they're even finna twist it up some more for next year, for this year, the what you get. And then last year they added this, grab the mic, they added a chain.
Okay, nice.
Which is done by our boy Giant the Jeweler. I believe he's in New Jersey.
Okay.
But it says top eight on it. You know, I know a few people that won. You know, I ain't salty, but you know, I'm just like, I want mine. Brad Small got his, Matt Mullison got his, you know, and it's just like, okay, I see y'all. Sam Stokes got one. I want to say Billy Pierce has one. And those are different classes, and it's just something when you put it on,
you know,
yeah,
that's cool.
The jacket is one thing, but the chain is another, and it's to have them both. Yeah, I got the jacket now, I'm working on the chain,
right on, maybe this year.
Hey. Who knows?
If it's written, you know, it's meant to be, right?
Ain't that right, Evan?
Yeah. Yeah. What's in your stuff? What year? What?
My bike is a 2015 Road Glide Special. I have the Insane Asylum original rehab, so I don't have the 3.0s. I don't have the 2.5s. I have the original rehabs. I have the Insane Asylum Dual 8 Tour Pack, Dirty Bird Lois Insane Asylum Tank Kit. I'm running all Expert. Speakers, DB drive subs, Expert tweeters, Sony 8100 deck. My DSP is. If you don't know, you won't know from me. But yeah, I'm running three batteries. That's my baby.
How many watts you putting through it? Okay. Don't even want to say it. I get it. My bad.
There's a lot. There's a lot of power in it. Yeah. And the thing about it is, there's a lot of power there, but I don't even use it. I got it turned to 50%.
Almost half your
age. Yeah, because you never utilize the power that we putting on these bikes. The power we run on these bikes puts to shame what you have in a car.
Yeah.
A regular car, because you're like, man, you're running what? Yeah, but we don't use it all.
Yeah.
You know?
I was shocked to hear that too, because I don't remember how. I couldn't tell you how many watts I'm getting running. I just know it sounds good, but
sounds good too.
Yeah. But when I heard it, and I was like, "What now?" Yep. I'm like, "That's my car didn't have that shit growing up."
Okay, the average featherweight has an 8K on their subs in the bag.
Yeah,
you're not even utilizing all that power.
No,
because you only have one sub per bag. So cut that in 50% at best, maybe, I'm going to say 33%, because you're not going to utilize all that. If you were utilizing the full 8,000 watts on your subs...
Smoke your speakers.
Not only smoking, but if it was performing the output 8,000 watts, you'll drown out everything else.
Your eardrums going.
Like, holy cow. But no, so, I mean, we do add more power than necessary, but there's a reason behind that. There's a method to the madness.
Sure.
You have it. It's just like having a daily driver with 600 horses. You don't use it all the time, dude.
Right, right.
You know, but it's there if you need it.
Nice to have it. Better to have it, not need it than need it.
And yes, I am a horsepower freak, but, you know. You know, I just don't, you know, I haven't raced in a while. You see, my car is a storage shelf.
Yeah. All the money's going in the two wheels.
Yep, exactly. When you bring your car back, when I stop putting money into this thing here.
So never.
I have been leaning, thinking about it more, but, you know, the bike audio, you know, it's just, man, once I got injected, because everybody's like, man, how did you find something that you're passionate about and you love doing and you made a business out of it? That's what you're supposed to do in life.
That's life.
You know,
yeah,
what you're passionate, like what you're doing. What you're passionate about, that should become your personal business. You know, most of us say, oh, I didn't want to make my hobby a job or a business.
You're going to do it anyway.
You're going to do it anyway. Because, hey, man, can you do this for me? yeah, what are you charging? You know, when you start talking, but man, let's do this. And you're still making it a business, whether you're exchanging money or goods or favors.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
the same thing. So I say, whatever you're passionate about, get to it, do it.
Yeah.
And stop making excuses. Life's too short.
Yeah, and like you're going to do it anyway.
Yep. Might as well have some fun and go ahead and grab by the rings I did.
So do you guys run cabs? Because I remember back in my car days, my bike I'm sure doesn't have any.
So we don't really run the cabs. We have LED lithium batteries now. There was a time where people were running the capacitors as batteries. Those were totally, you had to make sure you charged them correctly. You had to make sure this was, because if you didn't, we saw a few have some detrimental things happen to them. So, but with the way that Limitless Battery has brought forth the lithium battery world, the way that when you're in the ring, if you're playing King of the Hill and you got to have juice because you can't start your bike up, lithium batteries have come a long way, so we're not using caps.
Okay.
So there may be somebody, but most of it is strictly battery power.
So it's come a long way since the day of your...
It's come a long way. I mean, I remember we were in... Joey Hensley had the Grudge Fest. That was in 2022, but Lee Cross went through 27 bikes. 23? It was 23 bikes. 23 or 24, somewhere around there. It was in the 20s. Fire right up, rolled out the ring. And he was laying on the audio. I mean, it was some bikes in there you could barely hear. He still cranked the sound. And so, I learned my lesson in 2021, I think. My boy, Drizzle. and he always tells me to this day, he said, I don't want to see you no more. So I went through 9 bikes, and he comes in the ring. We in Cleveland, matter of fact, and we battle. We go, the judges couldn't decide, so we had to go another round. My vote is sitting at 11.3. So Ricky pick our song. We go to play. I can't turn the bike up because I don't want to clip. And I told him, I said, clipping in the ring is embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, you playing bass, going, everything shut off. You're like, everybody go, oh. So I play conservative. He crank off Hades. Boom, ba-da-da-da. Took the win from him. I had some batteries from Battery Parts Plus at that point in time. I had 3 of them at that time. And they were born. They were 2.5 years old at that time. But they didn't have what our batteries have now.
Yeah.
Man, I play this thing for hours on end now with what I got in here now for battery power. So the lithium batteries have come a long way to where we don't use caps.
Okay. I don't. You know. Right. Like you said, there may be somebody you don't know.
Maybe somebody using it.
And nothing against you if you do.
That's what you use. But the batteries themselves now have come a long way. And I think the charge was led by Limitless Battery. That charge, yeah.
I tell you, when I felt my battery, the lithium one, I'm used to the regular bike, I'm like, almost threw that sucker.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, these things are lightweight.
Yeah.
Is there anything in here?
They definitely have. My big battery is probably, and it's a lithium, it's probably 17 pounds.
Okay.
It's a lithium, but it's got a lot of amp hours, so.
Yeah, I mean, but it's probably bigger than the regular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If it was a normal battery, it'd probably be 50 pounds.
It's in the tour pack. If that was a normal battery, it'd probably be 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah, so.
You know.
It's insane, man.
For the amp hours that it is, because you ever seen a battery in a golf cart?
Yeah.
You ever pick one of those up?
No, I just started golfing this year. So.
The golf cart batteries are heavy because they're AGM.
You can tell, yeah, because you have to put water in for them.
Yeah, there's conversions where you can put lithiums in them now, but we took 6 batteries out of a golf cart that we did a few years back, and that golf cart was nasty. That golf cart was nasty. I wish that golf cart was still around. Me and my buddy Jason, we did that golf cart right here, but that thing was, you'd have thought that golf cart was a truck or a minivan. With the music that was on.
No kidding.
Oh, and it was just 2 10s.
You know, the up-and-coming thing is the side-by-sides, man.
They're doing side-by-sides, but Ricky Wheel has introduced Golf Cart Wars.
So
they're battling golf carts now.
You know, you see a couple of them golf carts, and I'm just like, fuck, man.
Remember, golf carts is $1,500, $2,000. Man, golf carts, $3,000, $15,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Everything went sky high, but you know, you go to these events, that's what people are riding around in. And that's what they're doing. So the golf cart battle was definitely something that they did in Maryland, and it was nice.
That'd be cool to see, though, because I bet there's some cool shit you can do.
Oh, DS-18 got a golf cart with the wall on it. Basically, the wall is they got the speakers built up and firing, you know, one direction on it. And so there's a regular golf cart battle class, and then there's a golf cart with a wall class that they're going to do. So, and, you know, watch golf cart sales are going to go through the roof.
Once people start seeing what you can do to them like that,
I've been looking for one for long before that, and it's just like, man, y'all just messed me up, man. They were coming down, and I ain't going through the roof again.
You'll be the poor kid on the freaking pit bike still.
I have my Onyx Bluetooth on the back. There's my music.
Little ratchet strap.
Hey, when I had my Boulevard, I didn't have me. I used either headphones or put the Onyx box in the backpack. So, but now I've seen the Boulevard M109 look just like a Road Glide. The body kits, the stuff that people create that's out there.
You want it, it's probably out there, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Or somebody can create it.
Yep.
Fiberglass has been the... What's the word I'm looking for from the bike audio world? Because the molds and the creativity that you can do with fiberglass to make it and shape it how you want. I've seen where bikes are one solid piece back in, where they have ginormous bags in the back and the body line contours and shapes. I mean... You name it.
It can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah, limited by your imagination, right?
Yeah.
Your budget.
Your budget, most of all. Because it ain't cheap.
No, heck no.
It's not cheap. It's not cheap. Some of these extreme bikes have $200,000-$300,000 into them easy. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. You're getting to some serious time. And they're not built overnight. Usually it's a year or two to take and build an extreme, because you got research, development, molding, and making. Heck, Shop Truck disappeared for 2.5-3 years. He battled Zeus at Grudge Fest, and then he went and started building his own bags. He was showing us at the steps as he was making it. You know, Lex Rivera from XL Customs, you know. Zeus has transformed multiple times over the past 3 or 4 years. You know, going from having 310s in a bag to, I guess he got 415s. I don't know, in each bag. I don't know what's in his bag, but I know his tour pack is humongous. It still looks like a bike, but it's big. Those bikes are big. You know, when you look at WTF reminds me of Darth Vader looking at it from the front. You get a chance, check out Real Audio out of Erie, Pennsylvania, or even DS-18 might even have it on their page. It's just the creativity. I think they told me they 3D printed that front fairing. It was like 59 pieces that they 3D printed and made the front fairing. So
they had to assemble it after they printed it.
And then you got Achilles, which Achilles is being, he's under transformation. He's out of Tim Holden's camp, holding on customs. But Achilles came out, it looked like a tank. But it had one 24-inch sub in each bag. And had all this others. It looked like a tank.
Can you imagine?
Oh, man. I mean, the creativity that this bike audio has brung is just ridiculous. You know, Grape 8, you know, when it was originally, it went Grape 8, then it was Soul Glide, and then it came back Grape 8 by DK. And when you look at it, like, the body lines, it has this contour to it. But when you start trying to count speakers, you really can't, you know. And these are... beautiful bikes.
Yeah.
You know, my boy Munir owns Grape Ape. Tim Holden owns Achilles. Zeus is owned by Troy Milner. Shop Truck is owned by Lex Rivera. And then you got WTF owned by Charles Johnson with the build by Real Audio out of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so. And so they're works of art, and they're evolving all these.
Yes.
You have
now, the only thing is, I don't know if they're going to continue the extreme class because they created this outlaw class because of weight. The bikes get extremely heavy.
Sure.
And it's to the point where you have to put, we call them training wheels, on them so that they don't tip over.
Because
you got to be able to operate and bring the bike in the ring by yourself and take it out by yourself. You can't get any assistance coming into the ring with it.
Okay.
So without a tour pack, it takes away that top heavy weight. You'll still have some weight, and then you're going to be limited to 24 speakers, and I think you can have 215s, 312s, 410s. I think that's the limitations on the that's for next year's Outlaw class.
Okay.
So your bags can only be a certain dimension, front, middle, and back.
Well, sure, otherwise you have cars, you'll have as wide as a car as long.
Yep.
Coming in there.
I think it's 66 inches from the side cover to the tail of the bag. 15 inches, I think, is the overall. I know he changed some stuff, but yeah, you know, something to think about.
If
you
want to
spend some money, think about Outlaw. You know, we do have the Snookies from Insane Asylum. If you need something, anything Insane Asylum, give me a call.
That's it.
I'm a dealer. Get you hooked up.
That's right. Even if you just want a new head unit and something that you can hear better.
Yep.
On the west side of the state.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you can probably go anywhere, though, eh?
Well, you know, I have people bring me their bikes from as far as Nashville, Connecticut. It's really geographically not the best location, but it's quiet. And if you're serious about having your bike brought here and it's taken care of, and the relationship is built from there.
Yeah, for sure, man. You jumped right in when you didn't know me from Adam, and you were like, "Yeah, man, I'll come out and judge." I'm like, "Sweet, man." So I appreciated that.
I enjoyed that too, man. I really did. That was fun. It was a good time because I used to come to Bike Time all the time, and the biggest thing I saw up there was burnouts.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing I used to see up there.
Yeah, I wanted.
I was on a cross rocket then.
Yeah. Them burnouts, man.
Tires get expensive.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. That's what I was just gonna say. Like,
tires is expensive.
Barely keep up the regular maintenance on that sucker, let alone.
Who are you telling? It's like, man, I am not trying to spend another $200 on a tire. And then you gotta either have it installed or install it yourself. It's like, man, who wants to do that?
Who's got time? We're all working daily jobs anyway, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, it's money. Just burn it.
Yeah. Well, that's a big hole in the garage you throw money in.
Pretty much.
That's what I see. Well, thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Yeah.
I know there's something else going on. I think there's a smaller, I don't know if it's small, because Lavish is hosting it.
Yeah, that's at the end of the
Arsenal.
Month. Yeah, so Lavish's bike event is the at the end of August. I want to say the 29th, the 30th, 31st, or somewhere around there. It takes the last weekend of the month. It rolls into September. That's going on at the end of August. It's a three-day event. Come out and support. He has a little bike audio competition at Waterford.
Arsenal
Harley-Davidson in Waterford.
If you don't know Lavish, he's a good dude.
Lavish is good people.
Yeah, for sure.
And this event has grown over the last few years that I've, started attending it. And it's really a good time. No drama, no mess. He really, really, really puts on a great show. Come out, check him out, ride your bike. I've met people there.
I saw you at Lavish's event.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Come out, meet people, have fun. You know, it's a culture where you share likeness in motorcycles, music, and just having a good time.
So. Yep, and then you'll enjoy your trip down a rabbit hole from there.
Yep. Don't blame us. Yeah.
And we'll see you in here after that.
We tried to warn you, but...
be warned. If you like to listen to your music on your bike, you're doomed.
Beware of the friend that said, "Hey, man, I ain't using this. You can have this equipment."
Yeah.
That's like giving you a drug to get you hooked anyway.
That's a peer pressure shit right there.
If I'm going to be in this, you going to be in this too. Yeah.
That's exactly right, man. I tell you what, but it's like you said, it's a ton of fun. I like my bike. I probably will upgrade because I'm fucking not the brightest guy ever, but it's only money. I'll work some overtime.
listen, the upgrades happen. You know, this bike has about 44,000 miles on it. People are like, "Why you don't ride your bike?" Too much invested, first of all.
Yeah.
And it's easier for me to put in the trailer and drive where I'm going without having to worry about the elements.
And idiots. Yeah.
You know, so. Yep, she's a trailer queen, but like when I get to Daytona, I ride.
Yeah.
When I go to South Carolina, North Carolina, Chicago, I ride because I get there and I ride. I want to enjoy the event. I don't want to have trouble on the way to the...
Yeah. Then
get rained on.
Yeah, and you feel like you got your ass kicked when you get there. You're like, sleep for 2 days.
2 days.
It's like, man, I want to be out doing stuff. My ass isn't getting any younger.
Yep.
Everything hurts now, and I don't even ride that.
That's not good.
So, man, thanks again. Thanks for having us out.
Thank you for
Yeah, man, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's some good stuff. You guys come see him. We'll put the number up, put the links up. Check out the Facebook. It's a
Baggers Addicted to Loud and Clear Music.
And I'll see if I can find, maybe you can send me the links for the guys you mentioned, the bikes. We'll put some pictures up for those guys. For sure, because they're the ones that people are going to want to see, right?
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. They're something to look at. And the time and the craftsmanship that goes into them. And that's every class on up. There's so much quality of craftsmanship that the creativity juice is just, it's like, I really didn't mess with fiberglass much until I started messing with this bike. And once I got into it, I was like, oh. And now it's like, it's second nature.
Yeah.
Am I a body man? No. By no means am I a body man. But if you need something molded, you need something like these are in the project. They got to be sanded up, molded lids and everything on those. Those were stretched a little bit and whatnot. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever your budget wants.
Whatever the budget wants.
And whatever you think you can budget, always budget more because that's.
Bring two. Or three, maybe four wallet. No, I'm just kidding.
A couple brand new checkbooks. So, all right, man. Thanks for getting out here. Thanks, right, everybody. We'll see you guys. Hopefully, see you at sound competition. Yeah. I'm gonna go check a bunch out that I can.
Okay.
I'm getting into it. I shouldn't even say that.
I mean, if you come just to watch,
it's something
to watch.
That's how I fucking started.
But it does. It does, truly, because they're like, man, I want something like that.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing I get, can you make my bike sound like yours, but not like yours? I'm like, what do you mean by not like mine?
Yeah.
At the budget.
Oh, yeah.
So I can build your bike to sound like mine, but what do you think I'm going to do to my bike? I'm going to upgrade. Then what's going to happen to you? Can you make my bike sound like yours now?
Yeah.
And so then it's an ongoing process. So I tell people, I say, the time that I put into my bike, the effort, the money and all that, it's ongoing. So it's not just sitting. I'm ever trying to evolve and get better because my biggest competitor is myself.
Well, sure. And it should always be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I guess, with drugs. You don't just stop being fun and you're fucking in the fucking rest stop somewhere doing stuff you ain't supposed to do.
So,
yeah.
One more thing. Me and my buddy, Maurice Butler, Butler Boys Customs out of Conway, South Carolina, we talk every day, whether we're bouncing ideas off each other, critiquing it, we send each other videos of playing our bike outside, in the garage, at the park. We critique each other. You build friendships and brotherhoods in this industry, this culture, that you probably would have never done before.
Absolutely.
My buddy Fran out in California. We met the man once.
Yeah, but still, that's the social media wonder, right?
Yeah.
You get to chat every day if you want.
Yep, exactly. So, come out, have fun, get out, get your bike out, get on them two wheels, get on your three wheeler. Shoot, they got slingshots. Get in your slingshot,
Yep.
Come out, have some fun at one of these events. Like I said, SOS Cleveland's this weekend. Take a break the following weekend and go to Tinley Park. Then the following weekend, Lavish's bike event is in Detroit area. So,
yeah. There's always one to go to. You're willing to travel a little.
Every weekend is literally something to do.
Yeah.
Every weekend is just where do you want to travel and how far you want to go.
Exactly. Sturgis. No.
Yeah. Sturgis is going on right now.
Yeah, that'd be a cool place to have like a big sound.
They have a sound. Sound Wars does Sturgis.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Sound Wars. Right, they did one yesterday. But there are multiple sound competitions, just like going to Daytona. In Daytona, there's a sound competition, if not two or three,
every
day of the week.
It seems like, every bar, too. Yep. You go by, and they got guys. And
because it's the thing, You listen to music anyway. You might as well enjoy somebody getting beat or somebody winning.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Chicks love it. I'm not married. Sorry, I don't. Lacey, I'm not yet, Lacey.
Hey, so just so you know, if he disappears, it's not me. Yeah. I have nothing to do with that.
I dug myself another
Brendan
hole
came
there.
Up missing. He was last seen at TL Audio.
Yeah.
We're going to question him.
Yeah, Lacey going to be on the run after that.
I didn't do it, Lacey. It was him.
Yep, that's right. All right, man. Thanks again, brother. Yep. That was a good time, man. Yep. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.